So in a certain sense, we are about to begin a brand new sugya, but it is still considered to be part of the Av Malacha that we've been talking about in terms of Kosev. But we finished the Deraisa parts of Kosev. Now we're beginning to focus on the Derabanan parts of Kosev, which are also rather extensive. And everything we're going to talk about for the next couple of shiur, we're going to revolve around three magic words called Gezeris Shem Yichtov. A whole series of different prohibitions with the Rabbanan that were instituted because they are sometimes involved with the writing process. And as such, if we permit activities A, B, and C, so the next thing you know is somebody may actually write something, which of course would be a Nisim in a Torah. So the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Lamed Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, in the first of the Mamakovos, begins to discuss certain of these Yisurim Derabbanan of the Gezeris Shem Yichtov Yisurim, but puts them into a context of a whole series of other kinds of Yisurim Derabbanan. The Mishnah lists off perhaps some of the most famous Yisurim Derabbanan on Shabbos. The Mishnah really divides them into three different categories. There are some Yisurim Derabbanan that Chazal prohibited, even though the actions per se are really mitzvahs, the things that we would have thought are really, really good ideas to be doing on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and yet there were certain concerns and fears that Chazal prohibited. Then there are other things which the activities are neutral. There's no mitzvah whatsoever involved in, and Chazal prohibited these activities, again, because of certain concerns, certain fears, certain gezeiras. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah has a third category, which discusses actions which are not such ayayay mitzvahs, not such grandiose mitzvahs. On the other hand, they're not things which are totally and completely, things which have nothing to do with the Rav mitzvahs. They're things that are somewhere in the middle. They're what the Mishnah calls Dvarim Shel Rishus. It means they're not absolute bona fide mitzvahs. On the other hand, they're not Rishus in the sense of things that you have no connection to mitzvahs with. They fall somewhere between the cracks. So the theme of the entire Mishnah is that we couldn't really care less what type of activity you're doing, whether you're doing something which is a real bona fide mitzvah, whether you're doing something which is not a mitzvah at all, whether you're doing something which is a quasi-mitzvah. If there's a specific concern lest you violate a certain derais, whatever the derais is, these are all examples of Yisurim Derabbanan on Shabbos. So in the middle of one of those categories, the first Rambam of course begins, Ve'elohei Mishum Mishus. Actually, it's the Gemara's quote from the Mishnah, it's not the Mishnah proper. Ve'elohei Mishum Mishus, Lo Donin. So one of the examples that the Mishnah gives, which falls into the middle category, Rishus, here doesn't mean literally Rishus. Rishus here means unlike a real bona fide mitzvah. So within one of the middle categories of activities that Chazal prohibited, which are not real mitzvahs, which you fall into the lower level, the middle category of Rishus, is Lo Donin. One should not be judged, one should not be sitting on a Din Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Ve'elah Mishum Rishus? Ha mitzvah ko'avit? It's a mitzvah. Ve'elah Mishpat Mishatasa B'fem. It's a mitzvah to sit on a Din Torah. Al Emes Ve'al Din Ve'al Shalom, the oldest Kayim. So why does the Mishnah call Ve'elah Mishum Rishus? Ha mitzvah ko'avit? So the Gemara says, no, L'tzvich Adika Da'adif B'nei. Not every time you're sitting on a case, is that really a mitzvah? What if there's a greater dayan than you? So the evidence is you shouldn't even be sitting on this case. So, okay, I can't say that I'm doing something which is totally, completely nothing. It's a quasi-mitzvah, but we wouldn't label it as a Dvar Mishal mitzvah. So the Gemara just kind of walking a tightrope here. We're trying to find the case of sitting on a Din Torah, which fits into the category of a quote-unquote Rishos, something which is not a real, absolute bona fide mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Hachal Vayaskin, and the case is, Dika Adif Binei. So we discovered a case. Then the Gemara makes reference to the next line in the Mishnah, Velo Mekachin. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to get married, not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks almost the same question about Mitzvah Kovin. What do you mean that's a Rishos? It's just a quasi good thing to do to get married. It's a very good thing to get married. So Gemara says, no, I'll give you a case where it's not such an ayayay mitzvah, not the end of the world mitzvah. The person was already married, the person already has children, he's already performed the mitzvah of a peruvu. So now he wants to get married again at a later time in life. So we're advocating that, we're encouraging it, but to call it a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah like getting married for the first time. So the Gemara here did pretty much what it just did with the din, it toned it down a little bit. Again, the nusach or the lashon of the Mishnah was ve'elohim ishim rishos. The following activities are prohibited. We don't know yet know why, but the following activities, actions A, B, and C are prohibited midirabbanan, and we know for a fact that they're not real bona fide mitzvahs because the Mishnah doesn't refer to them as ve'elohim ishim mitzvah; refers to them as ve'elohim ishim rishos. So the Gemara had to tone down that I sitting on the judge in a case is a great mitzvah. not such a great mitzvah. Getting married is a great mitzvah. Not such a fantastic mitzvah. Then the Gemara goes with a third case. L'chotzev l'miyabin, that if a person wants to do either chalitza or yibum on Shabbos and Yontif, so the Mishnah says you can't do that. So we ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ha-mitzvah kovid. It's a great mitzvah. It's an unbelievable mitzvah. To a person to do chalitza or yibum. You are not the oldest brother. The real way to perform the mitzvah of Yibum Achalitz is for the oldest brother to do it. So if you, for whatever reason, the oldest brother isn't around, is not interested in doing it, so Nebuch, you're going to do it also. So we're not going to say it's nothing. The mitzvah of Yibum will be fulfilled, even if it's the younger brother. But l'chatchila min haTorah, the Torah says, v'hoya b'chor she'teleid, so the Torah Rav explains to us, that v'hoya b'chor she'teleid doesn't refer to the child who's born. V'hoya b'chor she'teleid means the brother, the oldest brother, is supposed to be the one to step up to the plate to do the Yivim and the Chalitza. So for whatever technical reason, he didn't do it, and now a younger brother, Nebuch, has to do it. So we're not going to call that a mitzvah. We're going to have to call that a lower category of Hilei Mishum Shus, because it's not really such an ayayay mitzvah. So when all the dust settled, we found cases, we found, I guess, what we call okimtas, we found Hochma Maaskina in the following case, where sitting on a judgment is not such a big mitzvah, getting married is not such a big mitzvah, Yibum Chalitza is not such a big mitzvah, but Lamaisa they're all Asar, because the Mishnah said, the Mishnah said that all the above activities are Asar. So now we get to the point that's relevant for us. Bakulu Taima Mai, why are all these things also? What is wrong with getting married on Shabbos and Yontif? What is wrong with sitting on a din Torah on Shabbos and Yontif? And what is wrong with doing Yibum Chalitza on Shabbos and Yontif? What's the problem? So it says the Gemara at three words, which of course make up our sugya, Gezeira Shema Yichtov. The reason why you can't do any of the above activities is because all these activities are usually associated with writing. When you sit in a din Torah, if you have court stenographers sitting around taking notes, when you get married, so you're writing, you're filling out Exuba, you're filling out other documents. A person does Yibum and Chalitz also. There are documents the Beis Din has to write down. Yibum took place and Chalitz took place. And there are Exubas and there are Shtaris. There are different things that are written which are associated with these activities. So if we let these activities take place in Shabbat and Yontif, next thing you know, someone's going to take out a pen and start writing. So even though we had a little bit of trouble just to identify exactly what the case of the Mishnah was, why they labeled this Shus and not Mitzvah, but it doesn't seem to be all that important for us. It seems to be that the conclusion of the Gemara still stands, that all the above activities are prohibited, as the Mishnah says, and the reason for all the above is Gezeira Sheva Yichtov.
If the case had, in fact, been the Godel.
Oh, that's the multi-million-dollar question. So the question becomes, the Gemara set up for each one of these scenarios two cases. There's the case where sitting on the Din Torah is a great mitzvah, and not such a great mitzvah. There's a case of Kedusha, which is a great mitzvah, not such a great mitzvah. Case of Yom Chalitz, a great mitzvah, not such a great mitzvah. The question becomes, when all the dust settles, does it really make any difference whatsoever? That's a major Machlokes Rashi and Tais. That's going to be the focus, really, of the first part of the sugya. So if we take a look at the second of the Marba Kamas, so Tosus in Masechus Beitz, Adaf Lam and Vavam Beitz, V'ha-mitzvah ko'ovid, where the Gemara asked the question of ha-mitzvah ko'ovid, Pirsha Kuntris, so Rashi explains that the Gemara's question was as follows, V'havale l'mechshavinu v'hadei enoch d'seifa v'mitzvah. Rashi explained that we would call this a textual question, a linguistic question. The Gemara is chepering, the Gemara is picking on one very, very small point. The Gemara is asking, why do you put these cases of Din, Chalitza, Yibum, Kedushin, etc., why do you put them in the category of Rishus? Put them into the category of Mitzvah. The Gemara was not asking a halachic question. The Gemara didn't really care from a halachic point of view. Mitzvah, Rishus, it's all awesome anyway. It's Gzer Shem Yichtov, no matter what it is, but it's the biggest Mitzvah, the smallest Mitzvah, the no Mitzvah. It's the same Gzer Shem Yichtov. The Gemara was just picking textually, stylistically on the Lashon of Mishnah. Why stick it in one category, put it into another category? And the Gemara answered, why in fact Chazal stuck it into one category over the other? According to a Rashi and Lemshad in the Mishnah, going back to the first case of sitting on a Din Torah, even in a case where you are the greatest diet in the world, And what you are doing is an absolute 100% bona fide mitzvah. Nobody would doubt the mitzvah aspect of what you're doing. It's still usher. The Gemara never said that it's usher. The Gemara wasn't even talking about lumdus. The Gemara was talking about style of a Mishnah. The Gemara was talking about text of a Mishnah. In terms of lahalacha, I don't really care whether what you're doing is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. It's usher anyway. Even if So comes, Tosa makes the same conclusion according to Rashi in the case of the Kedushin. So we're going to stick to the case of Kedushin now because that's the more relevant for us. The way the flow of the Gemara was, it says in the Mishnah, you can't get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, and the Mishnah called it a Rishus. I mean, it's not such a mitzvah to get married. It's not about Rishus. So Gemara jumped and said, what do you mean it's a big mitzvah? So Gemara says, it's not such a big mitzvah. The guy's married, he has kids already. He's going to get married for a second time in life. So Tosa says, B'das Rashi, the Gemara once again was only picking on the style of the Lashon of the Mishnah. Allah halacha, you're never allowed to get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's an absolute gezeirah shev yichtov, whether you're getting married for the first time or the second time or the third time, doesn't matter how many times, doesn't matter how many children you have, there's a gezeirah shev yichtov against getting married. So when all the dust settles, in response to your question, according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, when all the dust settles according to Rashi, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov. End of discussion. Three magic words, gezeirah shev yichtov. It's a great mitzvah, so... it's an unbelievable. So what? There's a gezeirah shev yichtov, and that applies under all circumstances. That's how the Gemara ends according to Shitas Rashi. However, if you take a look in the Tosfos, it's six lines down. The first one line is v'yesh liyashiv. So six lines down in the Tosfos towards the end of the line, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Rashi's grandson Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara totally different. The ha mitzvah ka'avid v'yamai gozru. The Gemara was not asking a textual question, why are we calling it rishus and not calling it mitzvah? The Gemara is asking, why is it usher? The guy's about to get married. It's a gevaldik mitzvah. And you're hakin him a chaynik with gezeirah shem yichtov. The guy says, I'm doing a mitzvah with gezeirah shem yichtov. What? I'm not worried about gezeirah shem yichtov. I have to get married today. Umishani, to which the Gemara answered, Lo tzvichet ish the isla isha ubanim. The Gemara said, you're right, that this guy wants to get married. If he's doing it for a great mitzvah reason, then we'll say to him, we're going to lift the gezeirah shem yichtov. We're not so worried about gezeirah shem yichtov. The mitzvah of getting married is more important than the fear of the outside, one in a million chance, the guy's going to write the ksuba. Avalim ein lo isha ubanim, mutter lekadesh, the mitzvah kovid. According to Benetam, the Gemara's answer is that in Ochinami, if you're getting married for the first time and you're about to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, mazel tov kuzudei, go get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's a very, very different reading of the Gemara than according to Rashi. It comes out with tremendous nafka min ladina. Allah l'maisa, can you get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's pretty serious nafka min ladina. So let's leave Yom Tov out of the picture only because there are other complications of Abin Simcha B'Simcha, other potential problems. We'll stick to Shabbos for now. L'maisa, guy wants to get married. There's Shabbos. What's the din? He's going to have a Kedushin, get married on Shabbos. What's the din? He's never married before, doesn't have any children. According to Rashi, it's also with the Rabbanu to get married on Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Heter Gomer. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Mokom Mitzvah. It's for Pir of a Revia. The Mishnah never asked it. The Mishnah only asked marriages on Shabbos when there's no quote-unquote mitzvah involved. It's a second marriage. The person already has children. There's already Yotzi Peruvu. But whenever it's Mokom Peruvu for the first time around, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Mutl Chathchil to get married on Shabbos. That's a pretty big Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam.
Isn't there an isser of doing
the Kenyan Shabbos? That may be true, but that isser may be lifted according to Rabbeinu Tam. That isser may very well be lifted by Mokom Mitzvah.
Get married Friday.
We can get to that. It's the end of the story. We're going to get there. We've got work to do. So do we have any rayas for either Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam before we discuss how this plays out in Maisa? Do we have any rayas? So the Rishon discussed the following possible raya. We know this is a very, very famous Gemara. It's so famous it made it even into the Zmiros in Shabbos. So Ulshadech Habanos. We comment in Azmiros all the things that we're not allowed to do in Shabbos and all the things we are allowed to do. Chafot, we can all sing together as a group. Chafot Secha, Asarim, Vagam Machshav Cheshbenos, Hirurim Mutarim Ulshadech Habanos. So those are things. Chafatzecha asura means it refers to the iser of Rimtzoh Cheftzecha v'Dabedover. That's the reference in the pasuk in Yesheyahu. Business pursuits, so schmoozing about the stock market, talking about your quotes and things like that. That's a problem. Chafatzecha asura. You know, I didn't do anything. That's an iser. It's called an iser of different Kabbalah. Nothing to do with Zohar. Different Kabbalah means Nevi'im Uksuvim. It's an iser that appears in the Navi Yesheyahu. Rimtzoh Cheftzecha v'Dabedover. Any discussion of business-related activities is prohibited on Shabbos. Chavetzecha asarim, v'kam lachshov cheshbonos, some kind of business deals. Kirurim mutarim. Technically, the Gemara says that v'mtzoh cheftcha v'daber dovar. You're not allowed to talk about these things on Shabbos, but to think about them is mutar. So the guy's really orangutan thinking about all his big business deals from Mitzvah Shabbos. So technically, that's mutar. The Rishonim quote the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, sheishisham tavar v'sizikam lachtecha, that when Shabbos comes, it's kol malachtecha. What do you mean kol malachtecha? I'm going back to work Sunday morning. I didn't retire yet. What do you mean kol malachtecha? So the Mechilta says, when Shabbos comes, you should view all your work as it's done. Like kol malachtecha, that's it. How's the song go? Put down your hammer. All your work is done. You quote two zmiros in one zmiros, one whatever. Okay. Kol malachtecha, all your work is done when Shabbos comes. So the Mechilta says that you shouldn't even think about your work on Shabbos. It's not an issa gomer. It's not like a real violation of talking about work. But the mindset that the Torah wants you to be is kol malachtech. Everything should be finished when Shabbos comes. But technically speaking, hirurim mutarim. So the zmiras go, chafetzecha asur begam b'chashbon, hirurim mutarim ulshadech habanos. But you're allowed to talk about shiduchim on Shabbos, even though some of the shiduchim may be discussing certain things which are related to even money. Maybe discussing not just who's going to go out with who, but maybe who's going to be providing what for who and what. There may be some money issues that even discussed in the process of Shiduchim. So the Gemara quotes in Brais in the beginning of Masech Shabbos that Meshachar es Habanos, that you're permitted to talk about those kinds of things. Why are you permitted to talk about those things? Because Vimtzoh Cheftzucha Zosar, Cheftzucha Asa Cheftzah Shemayim Amutur. Whatever is considered to be Cheftzah Shemayim, whatever is considered to be Dvarim Shal Mitzvah, so what is permitted to talk about? And then the Zemiras continue. So you're allowed to talk about, let's say you want to discuss tuition issues, you want to discuss what schools you're going to send your kids to, even though maybe some money involved, anything that's involved in the process of Chavtei Shemayim, so that would be mutter as well. Tzach Meginos is a different thing, and then Shred Lagos Bir Meshefer sit and learn that for sure. You can do okay. That's not a shalom. Fine. So the Gemara says the favor, so you're allowed to talk about Shiduchim on Shabbos. So someone wanted to bring a raya. Oh, you're allowed to talk about Shiduchim. So you see that it's so important that it overrides certain types of Isurim Derabbanan. So therefore, it should override the Isur of Gezeirah Shem Yichtov as well. So which other Rishonim say is a very, very big difference. Talking is not the same as doing. Talking about Shiduchim is just an Isur of Mitzvah Cheftzucha. Mamish doing it, getting married itself, literally be Mekadosh and Isha, that's an Isur D'Rabban Gezeirah Shem Yichtov. That's significantly more serious of a problem. And therefore, just because we have precedent in Halacha that talking about Shiduchim is Mutter, that's not a Raya that Mamish going through the Shiduch is going to be Mutter. So that Gemara is not necessarily a Raya.
Since when is Zmiris
No, this virus is a paraphrase in Gemara B'Sech HaShabbos. The Gemara says the finish, B'Shach HaSatina, is when I would bring a ride from this virus.
Don't we sometimes say that those different Kabbalists are higher level than
right, that's true, right? Sometimes there is a certain degree of more Chumrah, but over here, there's much more of a concern. The mere talking about Shaduchim is not Gezeirah Shem Yichtov. The fear of Shiduchim is that it's just a weekday, it's a business kind of a pursuit, to which the Gemara says, Machavtse Shemayim Amutar. So it's not really called a business pursuit. Mashiachim, when it comes to Gezeirah Shem Yichtov, there's a real fear of a malacha taking place. So in this particular area, it turns out the Gezeirah may be even more chomer, so to speak, than just the discussion. So do we have any other rayas? Are we really concerned with Gezeirah Shem Yichtov to such an extent that even in Mokom of a mitzvah of getting married, we're going to enforce this Isser? Or should we say, that, well, it's a Mokom mitzvah, then there's nothing really to be worried about. So maybe we can bring a raya from the other half of the Mishnah, which even though I didn't put the whole Mishnah on the Marmakomos, but I did put the little quotes from the Mishnah. So let's go back to the first of the Marmakomos for a minute. After going through the list of the quote-unquote Dvarim Shel Rishus, then the Gemara makes reference to several other things that appear in the Mishnah, which actually were in the category of Elei Mishum Mitzvah, and was still prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's go back to the first of the Marmakomos, the third line from the top, second line from the bottom, whichever one is easier to find. The middle line, the Elohim Mishum Mitzvah. The following things are listed in the Mishnah as not allowed to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they fall into the category of Mitzvah. Lo Makdishin, one is not permitted to be Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, so you want to dedicate an animal to the Beis HaMikdash or give something as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, would be a problem. Hopefully we'll see and as the Shiurim continue how this plays out in terms of donating things to shuls, selling out the Haresa, for maybe we should have talked about the Fosim Kostar, all the above, but we'll get to that as the sugya continues. So one of the things the Mishnah says is Lo Makdishin, you can't be Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash. For Lo Ma'arichin, you can't be Ma'arich. Ma'arich here means I'm not actually dedicating an object to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather what I'm saying is that the value of such and such a person, either myself or somebody else, should be given to the Beis HaMikdash. And the halacha is that depending on how a person worded that statement, there are two different ways to be machtish, to dedicate a value of a person to Beis HaMikdash. Either you can say what's called domim alai, it means the person's literal value, it's the value of plony, or the value of myself. How do you figure out what a person's value is? You got to go to the market and figure out how much of the person sells in Eved in the market. That's what's called domim. But then there's a whole different category, what's called erech. If a person says the erech of me is on myself, or the erech of plony is on me, so erechin is a unique type of evaluation, that if you use that magic word erech, so then you don't go to the market, you go to the Chumash and Pashas B'Chukosai, and you open up and see, the Torah declares as a certain objective value to a person based on two factors, whether it's male or female, based on how old the person is. So that's a different category, that's what's called the category of Ma'arichin. So the Mishnah says, not only are you not allowed to makdish an object to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to be ma'arich yourself or somebody else on Shabbos and Yom Tov either. V'lo machrimin. Here, this doesn't mean the term that we colloquially call a cherem, like putting a guy excommunicating. Here, it's talking about a cherem legavoa. The word cherem means different things in halacha. So it means a cherem legavoa. Cherem legavoa, psukh l'yan d'pash b'chakosai, that a person gives a gift, but he formulates the gift in a certain way, rather than using the term hekdesh, uses the term cherem. And there are two different kinds of charavim. This is called cherme gavon and this cherme konim. It's depending on how the person worded it, either that cherem is going to go to the kohen or the cherem is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash itself. So no matter what it is, these are all examples of different gifts that are given towards the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, either through being makdish a specific item or being ma'arech or being macharim. All the above are not permitted on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Gemara in one fell swoop says, Gezeir b'shemekech u'memker, because these are very, very business-like things. I'm giving gifts, I'm giving donations. These are very, very business. And mekech u'memker is off-limits on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And why is mekech u'memker off-limits on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the answer to that question may be our sugya, maybe also Gezeir shemichtov. So the Gemara may have just thrown a little bit of a curveball, but it may all boil down to the same Gezeir shemichtov. So if you look at these three cases of a Magdishin, a Marichin, a Machrimin, let's look at these three cases and compare them to the case of Kiddushin, not to be confused with Magdishin and Makachin, but let's look at Kiddushin on the one hand, and Magdishin, Marichin, and Machrimin on the other hand, and see how similar and how different are these cases. So if I had to pick one of the three, Magdishin, Marichin, and Machrimin, and compare it to Kiddushin, I probably would have gone in the direction of Marichin. I would have said that's probably the closest to Kiddushin. I'll tell you why. Makdishin involves a cheftza. I'm giving an animal to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm giving a makdish, a table to the Beis HaMikdash. Machrimin is I'm declaring a machrim, a specific item, either to the Beis HaMikdash proper or to the Kohen. Marichin is a little bit more up in the air. Marichin means I'm going to give the value of myself or the other person to the Beis HaMikdash. So I am identifying a person, and I'm not really makdish the person. I can't, even if I wanted to be makdish myself, I can't really make myself into a kadosh. I can't be makdish another person. The concept of being makdish something doesn't really exist in a real sense. But I'm almost using a person as a reference point to create a certain obligation, to create a certain status in halacha. That's really what Marichin is all about. which is not all that far off then from Kiddushin. You may remember back in the days of Masechet Kiddushin, the Gemara asked the question, why is it that Kiddushin is called Kiddushin? The Gemara says because there's a certain degree of hektesh involved in Kiddushin. Because when a woman gets married, so she's mikudesh, she can't marry somebody else. Now, does that mean that I was machtish? It's mamish hektish. Not really. But the Mishnah starts out with the isha nikneis begimel drachim. Does that mean the woman's mamish nikneis? It's literally like a real bona fide kinyan aguf. Not exactly. But we do use terms of kinyan and kedushin and kedusha to refer to the status of marriage. Almost as like a little bit of a melitza. You know, there may be certain halachic aspects to it, but it's not hekdesh in the real sense of the word. So out of all the three of Makdishin and Ma'arichin and Machrimin, it's probably closest to Ma'arichin. So come the Rishonim and say, well, wait a second. If the Mishnah says you can't be Ma'arich on Shabbos and Yontif, we consider that to be too businessy, too Mekich u'Memkeh, too Gezeir Hashem Yichtov, even though between you and me, there's no real cheftza that shape. There's no real business. There's no real transaction. In Ma'arichin, there's no transaction. Makdishin is a transaction. Machrimin is a transaction. But Ma'arichin is no real transaction. And to make matters worse, it's a mitzvah. There's no question a guy gives Erech to the Reis HaMikdash. That's a wonderful mitzvah. How do I know? Ve'elem Mishu Mitzvah. The Mishnah labels it a mitzvah. So you see that an action which is clearly a mitzvah without any question and is not an absolute business deal because there is no real object that's being transferred. And the Mishnah still says, Gezeirah Shemekach Memke / Gezeirah Shemichdov. So the Mishnah comes down hard and it prohibits Ma'arichin. Why is Kiddushin all that different? So according to Rashi, says, you're right, Kiddushin is not different. According to Rashi, says, you in fact cannot get married on Shabbos, no matter what the stand, no matter what the situation is. It's a big mitzvah, a little mitzvah. No, you can't get married on Shabbos because tough. So I understand, according to Rashi, that Kiddushin is basically the same status as Ma'arichin. But according to Rabbi Natan's whole thrust in the Gemara, that as long as it's a grandiose mitzvah that you're doing, and you're allowed to get married on Shabbos, so the Rishonim ask, why are you allowed to get married on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Natan? It's a great mitzvah. And why isn't any more or less a mitzvah than Ma'arichin? Ma'arichin is also a mitzvah. And the Mishnah says, Beferish, Ma'arichin is also. So my manishtana kedushin that's mutter according to Benetav and Mokha Mitzvah from Ma'arichin, that's a problem. So you don't want to ask the question from a Makdishin and a Machrimin, because those are much more business transactions. Those are much more business, much more Mekha Memker than Kedushin. But Ma'arichin, there's no real business in Ma'arichin either. So it's a great, it has everything in its favor. It's a great mitzvah on the one hand, and it's not such a business deal on the other hand. And Chazal still slapped you with Gezeirah Shum Shem Yichtov. So why is that fundamentally different than Kiddushin, which is also similar? It's a great mitzvah. You get him out of the first time, peripheria. And it's not such a business deal anyway. Your wife's not really becoming your object anyway. So it has all the makings of Ma'arichin. And Ma'arichin is still Aser. And your Rabbeinu Tam turns around and says Kiddushin is Mutter. So from tomorrow, we have to pick up from that Nakuda. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the conceptual difference between Ma'arichin that's Aser and Kiddushin that's Mutter? And then see how this Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam plays out.